Okay, sorry for doing another part two audio move, but I did want to finish this thought. So the other thing that's coming out more and more is because the hard Brexiteers are calling for all the EU and all this red tape, all that red tape. So I think we need to ask ourselves what exactly they mean by red tape. What is all this red tape that they're so keen to get rid of? Well, it's workers' rights, it's safety regulations, it's environmental regulations, which people like Michael Gove, who's the current Environment Secretary, have called to get rid of. It's air pollution, it's all sorts of things. It's all kind of things that are meant to make governments take this kind of thing seriously and put safety regulations in place for the population. And for holding them to account if they don't do that. That's what the EU's been doing. And that's what the Tory government is desperate to get rid of. In fact, we had Jacob Rees-Mogg, who, you know, I mean, his stilted kind of snobbishness has always been, you know, sort of mildly amusing on Have I Got News For You. But that man should not be in government. He should not be in a position of power. He's actually come out and said again that in his opinion, all sort of safety laws should be rolled back at a grand scale. He actually said, and I quote, "If it's good enough for India, it's good enough for us. We should have the kind of safety standards of a third world country. How many accidents are there in India that kill people because they do not have the kind of safety standards that we have here?" And he thinks that's good enough. It's absolutely, and I'm not entirely sure who he thinks he's doing this for as well, because there's always this argument, oh, big business doesn't want to be bogged down by regulations from Brussels. Well, I don't know, but if you look at big business, do you remember when Trump was pulling out of the Paris Agreement? Well, Elon Musk was saying to him, look, I'm not going to be your business advisor anymore if you do that. He's big business. The Apple chief was saying, you know, no, we don't want you to do this. So big business, actually, a lot of them are aware of climate change, are aware of the fact that there need to be regulations. Cars, okay? Cars seem to be a huge problem. But if you look at, you know, here the government is very reticent to bring in any kind of regulation to just outlaw certain types of cars, whereas the EU have already said by 20-something, don't quote me, they want to have only electric cars in the EU because they recognise that fossil fuels in cars are just incredibly damaging for the environment. And guess what? Have the car manufacturers complained? No, they're all working incredibly hard. The German car manufacturers are working hard to come out with their own e-car versions. In fact, the new e-mini was supposed to be build here at the Cowley plant in Oxford. However, BMW are reviewing that now in the light of Brexit. So, you know, there's some business lost. But the car manufacturers are recognising this. And they're not the only ones, because I think business is now realising that consumers are getting more savvy when it comes to sustainable products, to environmental concerns. And they are finding, businesses find that that can be their USP, showing how environmentally friendly their products are and being at the forefront, because it's good for business, it's good for their reputation to be at the forefront of technology, of trying to solve this climate change problem for all of us. So there are a lot of responsible businesses out there, and they're not complaining. They're saying, right, this is what government says, yes, and so we're going to do this, we're going to turn this into a positive. The whole Brexit thing is about opportunities, and I feel that those businesses are taking that as an opportunity to make a different product and to make their product sustainable and to sell that and still make profits, but by being responsible. So I'm not entirely sure who Jacob Rees-Mogg is trying to please here by trying to get rid of all these regulations that keep the population safe. Not so sure that, you know, and if there are businesses who think that that's not for them, well, then maybe they need to go out of business, quite frankly. Then maybe they're not fit to operate. That may sound a bit simplistic, but I'm sorry. You know, on the other hand, we've had a lot of leave business leaders that I've had to listen to, who said, "Oh well, we adapt, and business has to constantly adapt." Well, adapt then. Climate change is the biggest problem that faces us. Keeping the population safe is a big responsibility. Well, adapt. Business has to be responsible and sustainable these days. And if you can't adapt to that, then maybe you shouldn't be around. Then find something else to do. Sorry, that's gone into a bit of a rant, hasn't it? Anyway, well, I'm finished now. I shall wish you all a lovely weekend. Don't forget, it's get together for Joe Cox weekend. But I'll be talking about this tomorrow. But look it up. There's a hashtag, I think. I think it's get together. Because it's been a year since Labour MP Joe Cox was killed. And that's all happening all over the UK this weekend. And with that, thank you as always for listening, and bye for now.